Open the door to huge savings now at Menards. Enhance the appearance of your home with a new stylish garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection of ideal garage doors or design your own using our free garage door designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big and ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. It's EV News briefly for Friday, 22nd of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time for the long show. Renault is weighing the idea of taking their EV business out of their regular combustion business and floating it, doing an IPO, making it a public company in its own right. Whether they'd call that Renault ZE for zero emissions, like they do with the Zoe. Copying Ford in a way that have split their business in two, but they're not carving out a whole separate IPO'd business. Renault could do this to drive their electric business forward, and of course that would end the relationship, you would think, the closeness with Nissan, which their previous boss Carlos Ghosn was the architect of, but they're possibly a sign of the shift in that relationship between Renault, Nissan, Mitsubishi in the alliance. Hyundai are going to expand ultra-fast chargers in their home market of South Korea, adding, they say, up to 5,000 more chargers, and they're specifically talking ultra-fast chargers. 5,000 between now and 2025. That's incredible investment and infrastructure rollout. Of course, they've got the cars in the Kias, the EV6, EV9, etc., Hyundai IONIQ 5 and more, all built on an 800-volt platform. They can charge quickly, if they're warm enough, by the way. They can charge quickly if on the right chargers. So Hyundai's saying, you know what, we'll just put the chargers in, and then they'll charge very quickly. Tesla's Shanghai factory does appear to be running at half speed, although 8,000 people called back to work after the 22-day COVID-inspired or enforced shutdown. Not all of those workers are actually, you know, working, because there's a parts shortage. They've got about enough supplies to last about a week. Normally, you'd expect that to be at least 2 weeks. Not that anyone's having problems, though. XPeng, Volkswagen, GM in China, also in Shanghai even, also having struggles with supply chains and getting hold of the right bits. Now, if you go off the bottom of Greece into the Mediterranean, you find those Greek islands, but, you know, before you get to Cyprus, somewhere in the Mediterranean is a tiny little island, not even sure how many people live there, called Astypalea. And Volkswagen are kind of taking over. They're offering to give people electric cars in exchange for their petrol-powered ones. They're connecting them to the grid. They're giving people ID3s, ID4s, electric scooters. And Volkswagen are using this tiny, self-contained island as a bit of an experiment in terms of how to go renewable, to drive on generated green electricity, feed back into the grid, to stabilize the grid, and to go into a completely carbon-free economy. Okay, with a very small Greek island, but man, I would love to live there if Volkswagen come along and say, hey, have an ID4 for your old petrol car. Oh, go on, twist me arm. Honda are next in the news, developing three new EV platforms by 2030. One of them will be a joint deal with General Motors. The other two will be for either smaller Hondas or bigger Hondas. They're spending about $4 billion a year. Well, $40 billion over 10 years. So I kind of straight-lined that a little bit and said $4 billion a year, but it might not be. It might be weighted earlier, you would think, in terms of those investments. GridServe, the UK network, opened up their new electric forecourt in Norwich, offering 22 high-powered chargers, 8 Tesla superchargers, and some 6 AC chargers as well. Denver launching their e-bike rebate program. This is really great because it offers up to $1,200 depending on your income level, but mostly $400 to $500 off e-bikes, cargo e-bikes. And the best thing is the rebate is instant. You get yourself a voucher, take it to the bike shop, do your e-bike buying and get the money off. In California, the United States Department of Energy bringing together various stakeholders like the network utilities and car makers to see how cars can be bi-directional and support the grid. Haven't these projects been going on for 10 or 15 years already? Okay, but another pilot project, and we'll see where this one leads. And an article out of California saying that California pays significantly more than the rest of the country in terms of average energy prices, and that if you incentivize people to charge their cars off-peak with lower rates, you will help the grid out. Surprise, surprise. That's briefly.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.